From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with singer-songwriter Alex Smith and fiddler Jake Brillhart. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Chasing ghosts all over town. If we keep moving, boys, we might just run them down. They ain't going hard at all. And if we caught them, they'd still say that they're okay. Talk as if the days are dragging on. Truth be told, I couldn't tell you where the last few months have gone. But oh, they're gone. I know they're gone. We're flying over skid marks on the road. Never thinking those boys might have had somewhere to go. Throwing shooters out the window, I tip my cap to Wooden Cross. Keep my eyes back on the road and we're out of sight. Those skid marks, I can't see them well at night. Pistol on your hip, your lip puffed out with soggy dip. You don't like the chewing much at all, but you always love to spit. When they ask you where you're from, you say nowhere, and it ain't no picnic there. And you're flying over skid marks on the road, never thinking those boys might have had somewhere to go. Throwing shooters out the window, I tip my cap to a wooden cross. Keep my eyes back on the road and we're out of sight. Those skid marks, you can't see them well at night.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Your eyes back on the road and we're out of sight. Those skin marks, you can't see them well at night. Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio. And this is our 15th season kickoff month of programming with our 517th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes a returned visit from our friend Alex Smith. Alex grew up in Long Lake, New York, in the heart of the Adirondack Mountains. Tonight, Alex is joined by Jake Brillhart. Jake began studying fiddle at age 11 with teacher Beth Telford, as well as Cape Breton masters, including Jerry Holland, Ashley McIsaac, and Andrea Beaton. Please welcome to the Red Barn stage, Alex Smith and Jake Brillhart.
Come all you fine fellas, wherever you may be, sit down a while here and listen to me. The truth I will tell without any mistake, about the rackets we had down in Blue Mountain Lake. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down. There's the Sullivan brothers, and there's Big Jimmy Lou. It's old Moose, Gilbert, and Danny Patu. A lot of fine fellas as ever was seen, and we all work for Griffin on Township 19. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down. Bill Mitchell, you know, well, he kept our shanty. He was mean to them, man, as you ever did see. He laid around that shanty from morning till night, and if a man said a word, he was ready to fight. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down. One morning for daybreak, Jim Louie got mad. He knocked the hell out of Mitchell and the boys were all glad. His wife, she just stood there, and the truth I will tell, she was tickled to death to see Mitchell catch hell. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down. Griffin just stood there, that crabby old Drake, with a hand on the racket he thought he would take, till some of the boys came and took him away. Oh crap, said old Mitchell, I got nothing to say. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down. Now you can talk your fashions and your styles to be seen. Ain't none could compare to the cook of 19. She's short, thick, and stout without any mistake, and all the boys call her Nellie, the belle of Long Lake. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down. And now, my good fellas, adieu to you all, for Christmas is coming and I'm bound for Glens Falls. When I get there, I'll go out on a spree, for you know when I've money, the devil's in me. Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down, Derry down, 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 Derry down.
Thank you much.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I'm Brad Becker. You're listening to Red Barn Radio, and we're here this evening with Alex Smith and fiddler Jake Brillhart. Tell us what you've been up to over the last year since we saw you last.
Hey, you're pretty much looking at it. I went sort of full-time, so to speak, with the music thing, which means shows every night. So it's been about 200 shows since we've last met. Good and busy. I moved, actually, sort of relocated. I'd been living in northern New York, near Messina, New York, basically, up on the close to the St. Lawrence River. But I moved to southern central Vermont to be a little more local, and girlfriend there, and you know, more settled location. So I'm sort of out of the Adirondacks now for the time being, but closer to the places I play.
When you were here last, you were doing music just part-time?
I was banging nails in the winter and stuff. Up there, it's really is a seasonal business in the Northeast. There's always weekend stuff going on, but things slow down a lot in the winter. So during the winter, I'd do boat building, or you know, get a few contracting jobs or something. Changed it up a little bit seasonally, but now it's pretty much full-time this.
Not a lot of boat builders in this area.
Yeah, there's not a lot of them anywhere, but there's more there.
I want to be the sunrise you see over the lake your parents took you on, dragging sticks in the water and saying that you're helping them. I want to be what you feel when you see that place again. I want to hear about the friends you met when you were too young to cry about anything real. Want to hear about the ones that stuck around, ones you'd call up your first year at school when you were scared as hell and you didn't know what to do. But I want to turn you upside down, show you something you've never seen before. Up north, where you couldn't see the mortal lights. Never call yourself a poet, but I don't buy that. Your little laugh that merits telling, and I'm more interested in it than mine. Show me something I got to hold, a riddle a bar girl can't unfold, a story I don't have to try to make my own. Turn on the porch light that feels like the one at home. Then, darling, turn me upside down, show me something I've never seen before. My old man made me a paddle, he makes one for the sons he made and the daughters that we bring him home as well. Something I died a hole, a riddle a bar girl can't unfold, a story I don't have to try to make my own. Turn on the porch light that feels like the one at home. Then, darling, turn me upside down, show me something I've never seen before.
Give people some sense of what it means to live through a winter in northern New York.
The last time I was in Kentucky, there was a snowstorm, or what was referred to as a snowstorm here. That's fairly typical. There's a lot of that. It's cold. Travel is tougher. You know, it's not as bad as people think, though. I mean, it is cold up there, and it's snowy, and the people all disappear somewhere. But
tell us about the deepest snow that you remember.
Oh, 40 foot high, you know, yeah. I do remember taking a sled off my roof directly down a snowbank. That's not an exaggeration, but it also gets piled up next to the house, so that's slightly misleading. I mean, we'd get 4 feet of snow. Where I live, we don't get lake effect the same way that people on the western side of the state. New York on the west side over near near the Great Lakes, they really get dumped on because they get the what's called lake effect snow, the systems coming off the lake that pile up when they hit the increase in height and then drop all their snow right there.
What's Long Lake like?
Minimally populated. It's I don't know how many people actually live there anymore, probably around 500-600. And there's no other town within a half hour, so it's pretty remote. It does have a little bit of a tourist industry in the summer, campers, and there's camping and hunting and fishing around and that kind of thing. But it's not a town to live if you depend on a social life, that's for sure. But if you like the nature, the things you can do out in the woods, then it's a great place to be. I wouldn't have wanted to grow up anywhere else.
Did you live there through your high school years?
Yeah, I was born and raised there. And it's right in the middle of the Adirondack Park, so it's sort of in the center of the really, the remote woodsy area of northern New York. It was a cool place to grow up. You make really good friends when you've only got 6 or 7 other kids in a town your age. You get tight. I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Should I be more than just a foundry boy? But aren't we all when we're just about 17?
town's too tired to hold us. Stella May, my dear, it'll be a year, maybe two, or not yet suffering. We knew the time would come for leaving. By God, we'd know it when it did. We'll live cheap for now, dear, we'll get some put away. Believing that gets you through a long gray day. Oh, tell me, our love's a car that'll start in the cold these days. Oh, tell me, around here it keeps snowing into May. We drove down all the dirt roads in this town. We kicked up dust, but there's something always pulling it back down. Got a one-bedroom together out back of the Mobile Mart. Wasn't much, but we were proud to make a start. I kept my head down, and I made you proud. And we had what we needed, as they say. But every year we were farther from away. Car that'll start in the cold of these days. Oh, tell me, round here it keeps snowing into May. Beds in one bedroom. Took the crib my father made for me. Things were pretty tight, so we moved out and we made it right. Painted the new room blue and named her Katie. We used to talk of California in the backseat of my car. Say we drive until we threw a belt. Drive a stake right there and call that town our home. The time is never right, and then it's gone. Oh, tell me, our love's a car that'll start in the cold these days. Oh, tell me, around here it keeps snowing into May. Springtime, we spend a week in Carolina. I'm a shift manager now, and you've got your salon. Katie's got the life we had, a town to raise her tall. We got Friday nights in my brother's bar. We got Friday nights playing pool in my brother's bar.
Thank you, guys.
There were things like, you know, it was tough to be for instance, interested in music because there just wasn't that much of it around. And that I was a really serious athlete when I was in high school. That was kind of tough because we're playing, you know, baseball with eight people on the field at a time rather than nine and so on. Like I said, if your life revolves around the outdoors, there's no better place to be, really.
Did you grow up hunting?
Yep, fishing primarily. I got way more into hunting after college. I hunted as a kid, but I was really, really a fisherman, devoted through college as well. And then after college, it switches. I get kind of obsessive about these kind of things and only have time for one. And now I'm in a stretch where I haven't fished hardly more than a few days in the last 5 years, but I hunt, you know, I schedule my music stuff around hunting season and so on. So, which is not savvy business skill, but it makes me happy. Keeps me sane to go wander around in the woods for a month every year.
What'd your dad and mom do?
My dad's a boat builder. Yeah, he's 80 years old and still full-time going at it strong. It's a nice craft, actually, for something you can stay in for a long time because it keeps your mind awful active, and it's physical, you know, it keeps you up and moving, but you don't wear your body out the same way you do on a roof or something. So he's still doing that. He was also a writer, too. I mean, more boat builder than writer in my lifetime. He's always got a project he's working on, but for the most part, he's a full-time boat builder. And my mom actually worked for the Adirondack Museum when I was a kid, which was only 10 minutes south of us in a town called Blue Mountain Lake, which was not quite a town, but a it was the Adirondack Museum and a couple houses around it, basically. But she was a curator there, so she's always been a historian. Now she's kind of she does lectures on Adirondack history and so on, and works for a college down near Albany called Union College, working their Adirondack program, taking kids into the woods and teaching them about the park.
Mom and Dad both got to college?
Yep. My dad grew up around there, and then my mom actually moved there. She was she's an import from Colorado. So she moved there when she was just out of college. I'm sure not intending to stay there, but things happen, and here she is. Right. Sell the farm, Dad, burn the barn down. Take your tired eyes off this rocky ground. There's work on the river for a man like you. Digging the channel down to let the freighters through. And digging the channel down to let the freighters through. Don't sing that song, son, I've heard it before. My back ain't broke, though my knees are sore. Leave if you want, take the single cab. But I've got what I have off of my own land. I've got what I have off of my own land. There's forces here that can't be denied. They're the ones that kept your mama by my side. They're pulling us upward to something new. There's still plenty here for a boy like you. Gramps was 60 when he had his heart attack. You're 58, Dad, do you want to go like that? You could drive a loader and stay on shore. Seaway's gonna change this town, it's worth working for. Seaway's gonna make this town worth working for. People need milk, boy, that's what we provide. What good's it do a town to watch ships pass by? Your gramps believed in this farm, it's where he made his life. And I'll follow that man to the other side. I'll meet that man on the other side. There's forces here that can't be denied. They warm my hands, they get me up at 5. You'll get a health care plan, time off to hunt in the fall. Yet no one will know we were here at all. No one will know we were here at all. You should see the ships they'll be bringing through, old man. It's the fourth coast, it's where we're gonna take our stand. I miss the mornings, coffee in the house. But I know my future ain't milking cows. I know my future ain't milking cows. The boys miss you, though they'd never say. And I hired a new kid, but he ain't ever gonna stay. And I tell him you'll be home when the job is through. When those ships start moving, boy, you will too. When those ships start moving, boy, you will too. There's forces here that can't be denied. They're keeping me and this farm alive. They're pulling stones,
comes out of the riverbed. And there in all the words your granddad said. There in all the words your granddad said. Thank you.
So did you go to St. Lawrence with sports in mind and end up going a different direction?
This was actually, it worked out really well, though it didn't seem that way at the time. I chose to go to college there based largely on baseball. Got there and tore my ulna collateral ligament in my elbow my freshman year and have not basically picked up a baseball since and had to figure out something else to do. So I started playing guitar. I'd always played a little bit. Played in punk rock bands when I was a kid, actually. So I'd played electric guitar and whatnot. Basically, I suddenly had all this time on my hands, and I'd never been not a baseball player. I ended up diving in college as well, but it was a much less serious thing than being on the baseball team. I was right at about the time I got hurt playing ball. I had a couple of buddies on the swimming and diving team, and their two divers got kicked off the team. So they needed somebody to not get disqualified so they wouldn't automatically be docked points at the beginning of every meet. And they figured if I could land right side up 4 out of 5 times, that would accomplish it. So I joined the diving team and did that for a year and a half. But that was less time commitment than playing ball, so it left the door open for music.
How'd you get from punk music to folk music?
I've been asked that an awful lot, and I have no good answer. It's not that different, really. You know, you can play folk music and still talk about, you know, issues you think need to be talked about. You just don't have to yell about them. And yelling's exhausting, so I kind of got tired of it, basically. I really loved punk music, but you can't do it in as many places. You can't find gigs the same way you can in, you know, folk music. You can take this set up anywhere, you know, and find people who want to listen, whereas getting your message out there in hardcore music is tough, and especially in a place, you know, not an urban area.
I go to work in the dark, and I come home in the dark. I brush my teeth and walk around quiet, so I don't wake my children up. I've been driving this road so long, I can't imagine it could find its way on its own. I've been smelting aluminum at Alcoa West since I was 21. I could have stayed in the Corps like my brother and my daddy did before. I was a good Marine, but I didn't like the South. I couldn't find my place in this war. So I went home like you do when you can't think anywhere better to go. Seaway had ships stopping by back then, and it was home. Oh, Messina, I don't believe them, you're not a waste of time.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Alex Smith and Jake Brillhart, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Alex Smith and Jake Brillhart after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.